You're listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord.
Hi, I'm Chip, and this is 2MTL 148, A Modest Proposal. I'm not going to talk about Vincent and the Doctor for the second podcast in a row. But I could. I could do it for a whole nother week, because this is a holiday weekend in the U.S., and for us and in Canada, that means another delay. We are now 4 weeks behind the U.K. in watching Doctor Who. Why is this delay? Well, BBC America and Space Channel are small networks. Record ratings on these small channels don't hold a candle to a modest success on a big network, and Doctor Who's just not a big enough event in our countries to distract people from holiday travel. I mean, we don't even get Christmas specials on Christmas. So TV networks, especially small cable nets like BBC America and Space, don't have the resources to support hardcore fans. They make their money through cheap ads aimed at casual viewers. The problem for me, for any hardcore fan, and the network itself, is that Doctor Who is so good that casual fans become hardcore fans, who then find out that everyone online's at least a few weeks ahead. They find Wikipedia, they don't want to be spoiled, so they find other ways of getting the episodes faster. And BBC America loses a viewer, and advertising income suffers, and Doctor Who isn't as successful financially as it deserves to be, or needs to be, frankly. It's time to try something different if TV networks can't serve hardcore fans after they've, well, leveled up. I propose that new Doctor Who episodes be made available on pay-per-view or on-demand or iTunes, whatever, within 48 hours of airing in the UK. That's a legitimate way of viewing and compensating the creators at the same time. Now, to keep the casual audience from being sucked away from the TV networks and damaging ratings too badly, increase the price of the downloads, say, by an additional $3 an episode, until after they've aired on the network. That's not milking the audience. You have choices. You can pay extra to see the show with the British audience, uncut without interruption, watch it on BBC America for free with commercials, or download it for cheap, uncut, after it's on TV. Or you could still choose riskier methods, but at least now you have legal alternatives. Two big assumptions. One, that agreements can be worked out with BBC worldwide and that BBC One is okay with just having a brief delay instead of wanting to hold it for themselves for a couple of weeks. Other assumption is that Doctor Who will still be on these channels next year rather than, say, following Torchwood to a pay cable channel. In that case, all bets would be off. But this is a way to improve the status quo. And I think make Doctor Who more of an international success. So what do you think? Why don't you leave me a comment at twominutetimelord.com. Just click on the leave a comment link. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Facebook. Let me know what you think there as well. Look for numeral 2-Minute Time Lord in both of those cases. Thanks a lot for listening. And oh yes, Benjamin Elliott wanted me to be sure to acknowledge that, in fact, Canada did get one Christmas special the next day in 2005.